All right, picture this. You're all set, ready to swap some tokens on goblins. Finger hovering over the button, feeling like today's the day, Then bam, swap failed, stares back at you from the screen.
Brutal.
Talk about a mood killer, right? We've all been there, but what if I told you this deep dive is going to equip you to handle those swap failed situations like a pro?
I'm all ears.
We're going straight to the source, an article from Goblins Cash themselves.
Oh, nice. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. To demystify those dreaded errors, And of course, with us, as always, is our crypto expert, ready to add some serious wisdom to the mix.
Happy to be here.
So, where do we even begin with this beast?
Well, the Goblin's Cash article does a really smart thing. It breaks down the most common culprits. And some are honestly surprisingly simple, like, browser hiccups. But then others, they kind of hint at the really complex inner workings of DeFi, like, those pesky mathematical errors.
Right. Speaking of browser issues, the article kicks off with that good old browser errors.
Yeah.
It's almost comforting knowing that sometimes it's not even the crypto that's the problem.
Absolutely. It's like when your car won't start and you're convinced it's the engine, but then it turns out you just left your headlights on all night.
The worst.
So Goblins recommends all the usual suspects, right? Refresh the page, clear that browser cache, maybe even try a different browser altogether. You never know.
Basically, just give your digital world a good spring cleaning, just in case, right? Simple enough, but honestly, often overlooked. Now, the next culprit on the list, variable token fees. This one gets me every time. It's like trying to hit a moving target, isn't it?
It really is. You see, some tokens, they have these fees that fluctuate constantly. So if your slippage tolerance, that little buffer you set to account for price changes if it's too low, well, your swap's just going to get rejected.
Makes sense.
Think of it like trying to pay for a $5 coffee with exact change, only to find out there's like a 10-cent surcharge you just totally didn't account for.
Ouch, that's a perfect analogy. So the key takeaway here, adjust that slippage tolerance.
Exactly. Goblin suggests setting it a tad higher than the token's fee, just to be safe. But it's not just about, fixing the error. It's about understanding that bigger picture of volatility in crypto. Tokens, unlike that cup of coffee, they can change price drastically, even within seconds.
Great point. You've really got to stay on your toes. Now, this next one is where things get interesting, maybe even a little unnerving. Unsellable tokens.
Ooh, yeah.
It sounds like a financial horror movie waiting to happen.
You could say that. So, while most tokens on Godlands are, perfectly legitimate, there are those bad actors out there creating tokens that are literally designed to trap unsuspecting users. Rug pulls, pump and dumps, you name it.
So, how do we avoid falling victim to these malicious tokens?
It all boils down to research, due diligence. Don't just jump into a project just because it's, promising the moon. You got to look beyond the hype.
It's like that old saying, right? If it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
Especially in the crypto world.
Exactly. Look into the team behind the project. Check for audits. Read the white paper, even if you have to.
Oh no, not the white paper.
I know, I know. But think of it like buying a used car, right? You wouldn't just hand over your hard-earned cash without checking under the hood first.
Not unless I wanted a lemon instead of transportation. So we're talking background checks for our tokens now. Got it.
Precisely. And Goblins really emphasizes their community as a resource here. They've got forums, AMAs, all sorts of ways to connect with, experienced users who can offer insights, maybe even like warnings about, potentially risky tokens.
It's like having a whole network of crypto detectives on your side,
There you go.
ready to sniff out any suspicious activity. That's reassuring. Okay, what's the next curveball in this swap failed mystery?
Well, the article touches on non-standard approval function, which I know it sounds a little intimidating,
Well, it
but
is.
it's honestly not as complicated as it seems.
Please tell me it doesn't involve advanced calculus.
Definitely not. Basically, some tokens use a slightly different approval process, mostly for security reasons. It's like, needing an extra key to access a safety deposit box.
An extra layer of security. Got it.
Exactly. And most of the time, you won't even notice it, to be honest. But if you do hit a snag, Goblins suggest a pretty simple fix. Revoke any existing approvals for that token, and then just try again.
Hit the reset button.
Exactly.
Love it. So it sounds like even in those kind of non-standard situations, they're usually like straightforward solutions,
Usually.
but there's still one culprit left on our list, and this one's giving me some serious math anxiety.
Uh-oh.
Mathematical errors. Help me out here. What's the deal with these?
Okay, first of all, don't worry. You don't need to, like, dust off your trigonometry textbook for this one.
Okay, good.
It really boils down to this. Some tokens have these unique internal mechanisms.
Mm.
Those mechanisms can sometimes, you know, clash with the swap process.
Okay, so less about our math skills, more about the token's quirks, maybe. Give me an example.
Sure. Imagine a token that, like, automatically rebalances its supply based on demand, right? This can create some, well, unusual price fluctuations,
yeah,
even with small trades. The Goblins article, it suggests, you know, maybe try swapping for round numbers or even just experimenting with, like, different input amounts to avoid triggering those mathematical quirks.
So a bit of trial and error might be necessary, but nothing, like, insurmountable. That actually makes a lot of sense. It's like those, you know, those old vending machines, the ones that wouldn't accept, like, crumpled dollar bill. Sometimes you just had to find the right combination to make it work.
Exactly. Now, before we wrap up our deep dive into swap failed errors, the Goblins article, it offers this fantastic section. It's called Tips and Considerations. And it's basically like your cheat codes for a smoother crypto journey.
I love cheat codes. Lay them on me. What wisdom does Goblins impart? So these cheat codes, are we talking like secret button combinations or something? Give me the inside scoop.
Not quite that exciting, I'm afraid.
Okay.
But these tips are pure gold, really.
Yeah.
For example, they emphasize checking token fees. Seems obvious, right?
Right.
But we've all been there. You're about to hit swap, and then bam, there's this, like, unexpected fee that throws your whole calculation off.
It's like those hidden resort fees, the ones that only show up at the very end when you're working a vacation. You think you're getting this great deal, and then bam, surprise fees.
Exactly. Goblins really stresses the importance of just taking a moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
to understand the fee structure of a token before you trade. It's all about transparency, informed decisions.
So being a savvy crypto user means paying attention to the details. No more rushing into things blindly. What's next on Goblins' list of wisdom?
Well, they double down on the importance of using reliable tokens. This kind of loops back to our conversation about, you know, researching projects before jumping in.
Right, like making sure you're not buying that used car from, like, a sketchy character lurking on a street corner. Due diligence is key.
Couldn't put it better myself.
Yeah.
Look for tokens with a proven track record. Active development, a transparent team. Honestly, a little bit of research goes a long way.
And remember, Goblins community is a fantastic resource for that kind of research, right?
Absolutely.
Tap into that collective wisdom. Now, this next tip is one we hear a lot in the crypto world, but I think it bears repeating: staying updated.
It's easy to fall into that trap of thinking, oh, my setup works fine, why change anything? Hmm. But in a fast evolving space like DeFi, staying updated is crucial.
It's like, you know, regularly updating your phone's operating system. Sure, it can be a bit of a hassle, but those updates often come with vital security patches, you know? Performance improvements. You don't want to be the one stuck with a slow, vulnerable system.
Exactly. Keeping your browser, your wallet, and the Goblins platform itself up to date ensures that you're, you know, benefiting from the latest security measures and features.
Consider it your digital hygiene routine. A little maintenance goes a long way. Now, Goblins wraps up their advice with a reminder about the importance of community resources. We touched on this earlier, but I think it's worth emphasizing. What makes their community so special?
The Goblins community, they really stand out for, like, their collaborative spirit. You know, people are incredibly helpful, always willing to share their knowledge, answer questions, and even, like, warn each other about potential pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a global network of crypto enthusiasts looking out for one another.
It really speaks to the heart of the DeFi movement, doesn't it?
It does.
This sense of shared learning and collective growth. It's incredibly powerful.
It is.
Well said. So there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into conquering swap failed errors on Goblins. We've journeyed from frustration to empowerment, armed with the knowledge and hopefully the strategies to navigate these common hurdles.
We've unpacked, you know, those technical reasons behind these errors, explored the importance of due diligence and community, and I think we're emerging with some pretty practical tips, right?
Yeah.
To ensure a smoother, safer, and, let's be honest, more enjoyable experience on Goblins.
Definitely. And remember, everyone, every error, even the dreaded swap failed, it's an opportunity to learn and grow as a crypto user. So stay curious, do your research, and don't be afraid to ask for help along the way. Until next time, happy swapping.